The fortunate King Pariket said, O Brahman, by your mercy only you have sanctified us, making us like unto places of pilgrimage, all by your presence here as my guest. By your mercy, we, who are but unworthy royalty, become eligible to serve the devotee. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Saintly devotees like Sukadeva Goswami generally do not approach worldly enjoyers, especially those in the royal orders. Maharaj Pachaparudra was a follower of Lord Chaitanya, but when he wanted to see the Lord refused to see him because he was a king. For a devotee who desires to go back to Godhead, two things are strictly prohibited: worldly enjoyers and women. Therefore, devotees of the standard of Sukadeva Goswami are never interested in seeing kings. Maharaj Pariket was, of course, a different case. He was a great devotee, although a king, and therefore Sukadeva Goswami came to see him in his last stage of life. Maharaj Pariket, out of his devotional humility, felt himself an unworthy descendant of his great Kshatriya forefathers, although he was as great as his predecessors. The unworthy sons of the royal orders are called Kshatra Bandavas, as the unworthy sons of the Brahmins are called Dvija Bandhus, or Brahma Bandhus. Maharaj Pariket was greatly encouraged by the presence of Sukadeva Goswami. He felt himself sanctified by the presence of a great saint, whose presence turns any place into a place of pilgrimage.